BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli military says it has agreed to help evacuate babies from Gaza's main hospital, Al-Shifa, where conditions have become desperate as fighting with Hamas rages on the streets outside. A spokesman said the infants would be moved to a safer hospital on Sunday, but gave no more details. Paul Adams is in Jerusalem.
What the Israelis are trying to do is to get everyone out. They're trying to get the civilians out, and they've managed to more or less evacuate one or two smaller hospitals nearby. But Shifa is a huge problem because it's much, much bigger. There's a huge population in it and around it. And that's why, so far, the only sign that we've seen of the Israelis sort of successfully addressing the question of the civilian population there is this move to evacuate babies tomorrow. We haven't had that confirmed by the Palestinians, but it does seem as though that's something that's going to go ahead.
Doctors who are inside Al-Shifa say the building has been fired on and patients are at risk of dying from a lack of treatment. Israel has denied attacking the facility. It also says it's opened a corridor for people who want to flee. The Israeli Defence Minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned the Lebanese armed movement Hezbollah that what Israel is doing in Gaza, it can do in Beirut. Here's Sebastian Usher.
His comments came as the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah made his second speech since war erupted between Hamas and Israel. He said that Hezbollah had used new types of weapons and struck new targets in Israel in recent days. Those comments and the fact that Israel struck deeper inside Lebanon earlier today than it had until now will raise renewed concern over the risk of the war spreading elsewhere in the region.
Leading scientists investigating global warming say they're facing increasing levels of abuse from people accusing them of underplaying the severity of climate change. Hannah Ritchie is from the scientific publication Our World in Data.
I've definitely seen this quite significant uptick of people accusing me of downplaying the issue or not taking it seriously enough. I think the main message there is it's too late to fix this, we're doomed, there's nothing we can do about it. And that's just an opinion I completely disagree with.
In a poll this year by the human rights organisation Global Witness, three quarters of the nearly 500 climate scientists questioned had experienced abuse online. Sporadic violence and vote rigging of marred elections for the powerful position of governor in three Nigerian states. Political rivalries flared in Bayelsa, Imo and Kogi, despite travel restrictions and the mass deployment of police with army backup. World News from the BBC. Police in Colombia say they've detained four suspects over the kidnapping of the father of the Liverpool football star, Luis Diaz, who was freed on Thursday. Luis Manuel Diaz was held hostage by Marxist ELN rebels for 12 days. Police say the suspects were captured in the northern La Guajira region near the Venezuelan border, close to where the abduction occurred. Thousands of people have demonstrated in the capital of Honduras, Tegucigalpa, against the left-wing government of President Xiomara Castro. The march was organised by opposition parties after the ruling party appointed an interim chief prosecutor without holding a congressional vote. The opposition says this amounts to an unconstitutional power grab. A state of emergency is in force in parts of southwestern Iceland, where scientists say a major volcanic eruption could occur at any moment. The main coastal town has been evacuated. Hundreds are now spending a second night in temporary accommodation. Here's Ristapuku.
The Reykjanes Peninsula, southwest of the Icelandic capital, has seen a series of earthquakes over the past weeks. Scientists say these are linked to the build-up of a huge magma flow, almost 10 kilometres long, that runs from the inland mountains to the coastal town of Grindavík. The molten rock is ready to burst through the earth's crust, putting the town in the danger zone, and at midnight, its 3,000 inhabitants were ordered to leave their homes. The tremors have continued throughout the day, creating huge cracks on road surfaces and wide chasms in the ground.
A lion that had been roaming the streets of an Italian town near Rome has been sedated and captured. The authorities in Ladispoli said the animal had escaped from a circus. Online footage showed the big male with an impressive mane walking in a residential area. Residents were told to stay indoors. BBC News.